Get right to it. Welcome back. I'm Jim Rome. They're off the Masters. I will update the leaderboard shortly, but first things first, we're joined right now by a quarterback at the University of Texas. Preseason watch list for the Maxwell Award, Davey O'Brien and Werfel Trophy. One of 12 national scholar athletes and a finalist for the William V. Campbell Trophy. More than 200 yards from scrimmage, two TDs in Saturday's win over West Virginia. On the season, more than 1,800 passing yards, more than 300 rushing yards, 29 TDs. Texas, 5-2 on the year. They're number 21 in the AP poll. They're at Kansas on November 21st. So there's a lot in that intro. Sam Ellinger is my guest. Sam, it's great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Good, good. Sam, good to visit with you. I mean, this season has been such a wild one already in the sense that you beat Texas Tech in overtime. You lost by 2 to TCU, then in 4 overtimes to Oklahoma. And then you come back a few weeks later and you beat number 6 Oklahoma State. I mean, what a wild year it's been. What's it been like for you personally and for the team?
It's been wild. I think it's the perfect season for 2020 for us. A lot of up and downs, but we're just trying to keep our head down and continue to get better. We understand that we have everything in front of us, and we got to keep improving.
You know, Sam, when you look at it earlier this year, Tom Herman said something about you that I thought was extremely, extremely complimentary. Quote, if you could design the mental and emotional makeup of a quarterback, you couldn't have designed one better in a laboratory than Sam Ellinger. End of quote. So what's that mean to you to hear that from him? And how would you personally describe your mental and emotional makeup?
Well, it means a lot, and I really appreciate that compliment from Coach. I would just say it's very stable. For me, I'm at a very good place, you know, mentally and emotionally to lead my team day in and day out. And that has a lot to do with preparation and learning from people who have come before me.
We're talking to Sam Ellinger. Yesterday, also, it was announced that you had accepted an invite to the Senior Bowl. I know it's about your team and your teammates, but what about that opportunity? What does that represent to you?
I feel very blessed and honored to have that opportunity. Obviously, the Senior Bowl is a big deal, and I can't wait for that opportunity to showcase what I can do with some of the best seniors around the country.
Of course, Sam, when we're talking about the Senior Bowl, that does bring up the notion that your time at Texas is going to come to a close. I know how much the program means to you. Do you find yourself trying to make sure that you get everything and the most out of every minute that you still have left, and how are you approaching that?
Absolutely. You know, it's been a long journey. I've always wanted to play at the University of Texas and been here for 4 years, so it's been incredible. I'm just trying to savor every day, you know, live in the present, even with the craziness of 2020, enjoy the university, enjoy the campus, enjoy my teammates, and enjoy the team. So it's been great, and I look forward to the rest of the season.
So, Sam, if you spend your entire life working towards something and dreaming of something, and then you get that opportunity, you know, a lot of times it doesn't match the hype or the expectation or the reality of it. Has being quarterback at Texas been everything you thought it would be? Even though you have unfinished business, has it been what you expected it to be?
And more. It's been everything I expected and more. I couldn't have had a better time so far. So many learning opportunities, so many great people in my life that I've met, and I'm so thankful for every moment of it.
Yeah, there's this great pick from last year of you and Colt McCoy, and you put it up on Twitter with the caption, Childhood Hero. You're now closing in on his record for most TDs responsible for. What's it mean to you to see your name and his name together in the Texas record?
It's unbelievable. Growing up, idolizing him and watching him play, obviously leading Texas to championships, and then to be able to even think that the stats or any of the records that I'm putting out on the field or anywhere close to him, it's blows my mind. But it's an honor, and I'm so blessed.
Sam, I'm kind of curious. For instance, the two of you had a chance to catch up and have dinner and throw in the past. I mean, the two of you are in a very select group or a very elite fraternity. There just are not that many people who've played quarterback at that school who understand the pressure and responsibility that comes along with it. I'm curious, when the two of you guys get together, what are your conversations like, and what have you learned from him?
Well, I've learned a lot. Our conversations, we always have really good conversation because it's almost like we understand each other's lives. Obviously, I don't understand what he's going through at the professional level, but he knows exactly what I'm experiencing at the college level playing at the University of Texas. So I don't really have to do any explaining of what I'm going through. It's more of, hey, I know what you're going through. This is how my experience was, and this is what I think helped. So he's been great for me and directing me in the right direction through everything, and I can't thank him enough.
Texas quarterback Sam Ehlinger joining me for a few more moments. I know that this offseason was so unusual and unlike any before it. You and your brother Jake were quarantined together, and you go into the backyard, and as you said, quote, pelt footballs at him when I want to throw, end quote. You know, I'm curious. I've got a couple of kids, and one of my sons, Sam, is in college. My other one is in high school, and they came together during the quarantine. The time together for them was so important for each one of them. What was it like to spend time with your brother during the quarantine?
It was such a blessing in disguise. I think that was the silver lining in all the quarantining stuff, the time that I got to spend with my family. But, yeah, me and my brother's relationship really accelerated, and I am so thankful for the opportunity to, you know, hang out with him and get to know him a lot better with our crazy lives. It was really awesome.
Now, I want to make something clear also. Like, as part of the quarantine, you were really active in trying to keep everybody together. And in the spring, you were talking about the importance of accountability. So as a leader of the team, you kind of led from the front. And if that were in and of itself, all you did, that'd be pretty impressive. But you did more. You started a COVID relief fund to raise more than $100,000. What inspired you to do that, and then how pleased were you with that response?
Yeah, I saw what Trevor Lawrence was doing with his COVID relief fund, and I realized the platform that we have as college athletes shouldn't just be used for football, and I decided to try to help out the community in any way that I can. And there was so much support and donations that I can't thank enough people for that. But it was really cool to see you know, almost $200,000 go back to the community and help people in need during that time.
There you go. One last thought, Sam. Like, when you and I spoke last October, I was struck by your comfort in the role, not only as the quarterback of the Longhorns, but the face of the program, because it's a unique role that comes with a lot of pressure, a lot of responsibility. Not everybody wants that. Not everybody would embrace that. You know, but there's this notion of pressure being a privilege. How would you describe the role that you have there and what that means to you? What's it like?
Yeah, it's a unique role for sure. I think some of the pressure can be alleviated by preparation and devoting everything that I do towards the game. But it's definitely an interesting life, and I have learned a lot and a lot of valuable lessons throughout that I'll be able to take throughout the rest of my life, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
It is an interesting life. Texas 5-2. They're number 21 in the AP poll. They're at Kansas on November 21st. He is the quarterback for the school. And again, one of 12 national scholar athletes and a finalist for the William V. Campbell Trophy, Sam Ehlinger, my guest. Sam, great to have you back. Thanks so much. Good luck to you.
Appreciate you, Jim.
Appreciate you, Sam, very much. Well done. Another great performance by you in the jungle.